Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on, I'm looking for my harp.
What?
Hold on, just to say, I'm looking for my harp that says memory.
It always falls under your desk.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was looking for a beer.
I'm going to use a real harp. That's exactly what I'm going to use. That was a very funny joke.
It was. Harp and Guinness, all those great things. Potatoes, all the great things that we associate with Ireland. Cabbage, more of an Eastern European thing.
I hope I'm not betraying a name here, but I have to tell you the name of my nephew's brother-in-law that I played golf with over the holiday.
Yeah.
Brady O'Malley.
Oh, wow.
Is there any better Irish name than that?
Was he Irish?
You know what? He probably, because I went right into it, like full bore, and I'm sure he's gotten that from everybody.
Sure.
I mean, but I went over the top. He said, hey, Mike, this is my brother-in-law, Brady O'Malley.
Hey, Brady O'Malley, what a fine day you're having there. It's a great time. It's great. Hello, Brady O'Malley. Looking forward to playing golf with you. It'll be fantastic.
Before the devil knows you're dead.
Patriots.
All right. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show for a trip down memory lane.
Ah, yes.
It was 2 years ago on this very day that Oscar and Rob and Mike and Pony and Bill and Gail, we were all in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's an old Don and Mike Show reference. No. And we were in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada, as they like to say out there, for the Consumer Electronics Show.
CES, baby.
Yeah, we were living at the Venetian for, and I think we were there for 2 months.
Sheldon Adelson's casino.
And it was a hell of a trip. And this was...
It was a... You know, the trip began, my memory serves me on this
one.
So
much fun.
The trip began with me coming up from South Florida and getting a much earlier flight. So arrived, I was in Las Vegas.
You guys were 10th.
You guys were all rolling in at about 5 or 5:30, and I had arrived at the hotel at approximately 10:30 in the morning.
You snooze, you lose, guys.
Oscar, help me out here. Did we not do our first show back from vacation in Las Vegas?
We did.
So we actually rejoined the podcast community on the other side of the country.
From Las Vegas.
Yeah, so we went out there and we built ourselves a studio and told Guitar Center, we're going to keep these compressors, not return them in 5 days.
Hey.
Come on now, statute of limitations. Yeah, you're going to be hunted down like a wild animal.
We still use them to this very day. Uh-huh. We still use them.
So we were out at the Consumer Electronics Show with our friend Dan Cole, who made it all possible. Dan's no longer with them, correct?
No, he's moved on to bigger and better things.
But still
he's
in
a sweet guy, by the way.
Greatest guy.
Corresponded with him over the break, and what a nice man he is.
He should be stopping in soon.
Oh, I hope to see him soon.
Good. Nice guy. Very, very nice guy.
And you know
who
else was there was the very thirsty Todd Moore.
Yeah.
Todd Moore made the trip across the country. We had gambling. We had lost bank cards.
We had
Irish whiskey. But the thing I remember most is that, and I'm not sure when Oscar got in, because Oscar dances to his own drummer when he travels.
Well,
Did we fly in with you guys?
We flew together.
All three of
us.
Why
am I the a-hole?
Well, no, I thought because you didn't arrive when I saw Pony and Rob. Pony and Rob will tell you this. Wait, let me finish. Pony and Rob saw me at a slot machine.
Yes.
And I had been there most of the day. Because I don't know what time you guys arrived or walked into the Venetian.
I was setting up the broadcast while you were gambling.
No, because I was for that. This was after we set up the broadcast and we came
back.
But way
to create your own reality on that.
Yeah, but
what happened?
All right, wait. Were we setting up the broadcast? Did we go straight to the convention center to set up the broadcast?
The way I remember it is we making a broadcast on Netflix.
Yes.
The way I recall it is we came back, we checked into the hotel from the airport, we dumped our bags and stuff.
Didn't even check in.
Didn't even check in.
Straight to the
And then we set it up, got it up, and then came back. Then we sort of split because you were sharing a room with Todd.
Yes.
And Pony and I were joined at the hip. Mm-hmm. And so Pony and I, now this was a big deal for Pony because it involved traveling in an airplane. Yes. And as you recall, earlier in the magical year of 2013, Pony did not make it to Maine because he revealed he does not know how to buy an airplane ticket.
Yes.
So we handled it for him this time. And so he was sticking very close to me, like Velcro close.
He didn't want to lose a chaperone.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So in case he got carded. So we went through the casino, and I was saying,
you still have a picture floating around of you and Pony and Oscar on the plane.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Where, where Oscar's head's in his hands and Pony's just like sitting there. It just, you guys just look so, you look like you'd already been to Vegas.
Well, the best thing is that because we flew Southwest Corral Cattle Airlines, we were the last ones and we were in the last three seats. And it was a sold out flight. But Oscar was with Todd and Pony and I saw you and I was amazed. I thought the Venetian emptied their ashtrays, but I guess not. Because you really looked like, I couldn't tell if you were sitting on the chair or the chair was part of you. Because you had been at that slot machine a while.
Been there a while. Yeah. Been there a while. Uh-huh. Yeah. The degenerate, all the vices were taking hold. I was sitting at the slot machine, probably not winning. I don't think I won anything in that casino at all, ever.
That's funny. The Venetian has a motto, nobody wins.
You won the Maestro headphones. I don't know if you still have
Say
them.
Say maestro again.
Maestro.
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 That's right.
Using them today.
I didn't win those.
I didn't win those. I negotiated.
You sweet-talked them.
Yes.
You sweet-talked
them. I sweet-talked them for those free headphones, but I was there and
do you know how I know you were there for a long time? Is because when we spotted you and you spotted us and made eye contact, you did one of your tells. You smiled but didn't show any teeth. Yes, that's it. Like almost like a Victor Bono smile.
Okay, Hall. And all I remember was the cluster F that it took to get from the Venetian over to the venue.
The shuttle.
Oh, yeah, because
that
was
a pain in the ass.
There was 8 billion buses all in the bus parking lot.
Because there were tons of people, and we were, I guess, in the main hotel, which we ended up overpaying for, which we shouldn't. We should have been at the No-Tel Motel off the Strip, but it was that we stayed at the place. And I remember, as far as casinos go, I remember saying, listen, I said that to you guys a lot, I'm sure, listen.
Yeah.
No bells going off. Nobody winning. No jackpots. Nothing happening. Nothing happening. Just money. Just money being sucked out. That's all it was.
That's all
money
it is.
Being sucked out into Sheldon Adelson's diminishing empire. That's what it was the whole time we were there. And a good time was had by all. And
we were there, I think. Was it 6 days?
It was eight.
Eight days.
8 days?
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, really my God.
What were we thinking that we were there for?
It's funny because Mike said no one wanted to go back. I said, and Pony and I were like, we want to go back. We both wanted to go back.
You mean go back what, home?
To CES. Yeah.
Oh, to the CES. My liver is still, when the very idea of returning to the CES came up, my liver went, oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, please. No.
I remember.
I remember the reaction is Oscar said, do you want to return to CES? And you were like Rain Man when he turned on the bathtub water.
Oh, no. No. Baby, burn baby, burn baby.
No.
Don't go. I'd go again, maybe. I'd go for an abbreviated time. But
couple days.
3 days.
You go to Vegas for over a week, it'll kill you.
It will kill you.
I've done it twice. I've done it twice in my lifetime. I've done it. I might have done 2 weeks in Vegas at one point.
What?
Wow. Yeah, when we had the old vacation schedule, I might have done 2 weeks in Vegas.
The thing that
you
also
got to run out of things to do, right?
Yeah, not for me.
You were looking
show me
for
a casino.
Stuff to build.
I can spend 15 hours in a casino standing on my head. I can play games and
I would
love to see
that.
I can self hypnotize all day long. I won't go to the bar. I won't go to dinner. I won't go to lunch. I will stay at the machines all day long until my eyes twitch.
Yeah.
But we did get you
to do a couple diversions. I know that you were enthralled by the Beatles show.
Well, we had
show
that show to do.
No, but you hated Love. You're the one person in the continental United States that didn't like the show.
No, Love sucked.
It wasn't
Love
that great.
Sucked.
It was fantastic.
Love was so vastly overrated.
And we got like the low rent version after they left Broadway, right?
No, we got the E version.
No.
It's never been on Broadway.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, and also,
you
had to bring that Nad Pat House with you, too.
Hi, Pat. How you doing, buddy?
This is what I'm saying. The theater is garbage.
No, the theater is built for the show. Yeah.
The theater, the seats, somebody said, oh, there's speakers in the seats. I said, this thing is from the 1990s.
But you know what? I got a kindness at that show, and this is better. This makes up for all the iPhone 6 gifts that he gets from my wife that I don't get for Christmas.
All of them? The tradition of all the thousands of iPhone 6 gifts I've gotten
right.
you.
But technically, you haven't gotten your gift from me yet either.
Not
so
even technically. I just haven't gotten it.
Well, I think I got an email with a tracking number. So
oh, cool.
I'll find out.
Cool.
I'll find
Thank
out
you.
About that. But the thing is, Rob got me this giant red Solo cup tumbler full of booze.
It was Jameson's.
To watch the, and that made it palatable, barely. But if you'd like, for the Ustreamers right now, I can recreate the opening segment of Love.
Okay.
The tribute
please.
To the Beatles done by Cirque de Soleil.
That's it.
So here it is.
A lot of mimes running around.
And then this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The very fancy French bow.
And confetti.
All right.
And if you really want to recreate that show, buy the White Album, smoke a joint, and put one of those mini trampolines in your basement and have the kids jump on it. There's the show right there.
That's from Cirque de O'Mara.
There's the show. I have never been a Cirque du Soleil guy.
Me neither.
I didn't like that.
Me neither, but I really liked that
Your buddy
show.
Pat Nat House, he liked it.
Well,
he
I almost went it. Again that very night. I wanted to go to the second show.
The one, that I think it's called O with water, where they're actually diving
that's where
into water.
That's where they salute Oprah Winfrey.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
They actually jump into Oprah Winfrey.
Well, a recreation like robotic Oprah Winfrey.
Made of fabric.
Yeah. And don't give it away. Don't tell them what body part they jump into.
Oh, I think you know.
I think it goes without saying. You know, there's got to be an entry.
But what was better, Mike? Love or what we did 2 years ago this very night when I took you to see Trent Carlini, the Elvis impersonator?
I'll tell you, I was excited about the Elvis show. I was not excited about Love. No, I was excited about Love.
You
I was
were excited about Love until it began.
And it was just horrible. I was so bored. So bored out of my... That's a terrible feeling when you have the ticket, and we got the tickets to see this show.
And fantastic seats,
I was so excited.
Too, yeah.
Trent Carlini, you know, diminished expectations is what it's all about. Trent Carlini, I think we walked out going, that was pretty funny.
That was
pretty funny.
But it was horrifying once we saw him up close. Remember from a distance where he could almost look like Elvis? And
unbelievable.
We saw him up close and he looked like Johnny Cash, dead 9 days. It was really, really
he
bad.
He had more foundation makeup on him because he has to do the young Elvis as well. And he was just, it was so pancaked
on. Lots of costume changes.
What's he, 60 or something
Gotta
like that?
Gotta be by now. That's the thing. All the great Elvis impersonators are now much older than Elvis ever got to be.
Because
Elvis died at 42. So this guy's like 60.
Still relevant. What is it, the State Farm commercial? Work.
That's right. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, but do we don't have like entree to the CES.
Every year
for
I get an email.
Year, right?
Are you coming? Mm-hmm. Are you
really?
Coming?
Well, I thought Dan, our buddy Dan's
no,
not
we
with
made,
it anymore.
We made contacts. And by the way, Dan's still in the good graces. He left willingly. So every year they write us and said, do you want to come? We've got a new broadcast set up for you guys. Can you come? We want you to come.
Let me just check. Let me just check. Well, I'm looking ahead. One of the things I've chosen to do recently is plan well in advance, and that's why I have my calendar at my fingertips.
You've got a son now, Mike. Remember?
I know.
That's
right. I'm looking on the calendar.
So you're planning ahead, Mike. You've got a calendar?
So this will be the first week in January next year. That's when it always is, right?
Exactly.
Got a dentist appointment.
Oh, no.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
Clark, why don't you just call it a night and let Ellen lick your wounds?
Ellen went to sleep hours ago.
She must be one hell of a sleepwalker.
So that's how they came up with the title Dankeschön.
It means thank you.
Thank you in German.
Ellen? What are you doing up? I thought you went to bed.
Clark, Wayne Newton.
Oh.
Pleased to meet you.
I hear you're into food preservatives, huh? What a gas, huh?
I like it.
As I was telling you, being on the road...
I guess I'll just go upstairs and get some sleep.
Oh, well, okay. Look, let me just tip the piano player. She was marvelous.
Very special lady.
That's why I entered into the sacred bond of marriage with her.
You know, Clark, I love women. I observe them. I cherish them. Don't let that one get out of your sight.
Clark, Wayne has invited us to Shenandoah tomorrow for lunch and festivities.
That's my home.
Oh, my God! It's Wayne Newton! I'm a fan, sir. I am a fan. I can't believe I'm standing next to you.
Well, here, take my seat, Eddie.
You need a bodyguard? I'd die for you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Happy 2016, everybody. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. I want to talk to you about something that's really good for your noggin. Okay, yeah. Let's be honest. A lot of issues that people have start in their mind, and everybody in this supercharged world we live in is moving at a breakneck pace, dealing with traffic, dealing with jobs, dealing with mortgages, dealing with kids, dealing with all the problems at work that people deal with, whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, any of those problems that begin in your head, it can be made better. Let me tell you how you can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. You can do it with guided meditation with the new Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like a gym membership for your mind. It's guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want. There's no schedule. You just do this on your own time, right on your phone, on your tablet, or on your computer. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition, and so many people have benefited by it. Join 4 million users who are already getting some Headspace for free right now. Here's what I want you to do. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 free days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. Try it. I'm serious. Try this, you'll be amazed at how well it works. Headspace.com/TMOS. You will come away from that going, I never believed in that. I'm a cynic. I've done this. I have tried it. It is truly amazing how you feel. It is a refreshing thing. It's like waking up, in my opinion, from a good night's sleep. Yeah. That's how much improved my well-being is when I do that. And I need it down here.
Why?
And I need it down here because they're all here now.
The family?
All of them. Those people. The others.
Oh, them.
The others that come after the holidays because they want to come after the holidays.
Because they have big families they got to spend time with.
That's true.
They come on their own.
They come down after their holiday obligations have been met, and the population, I don't know what the statistics are. I do not. All I can tell you is that where I live, it appears the population probably increases by about a quarter.
Wow. 25%, really?
Well, and then I go out and I look at traffic. I don't have any scientific measurements of this. It just seems to me that the pace of life, this is a seasonal community. And then in March, when the baseball teams get down here, February and March, that's when the full-timers down here cover their nut. That's when people, they have basically 1 or 2 months to make their money for the whole year. That's the way, it's a seasonal area. That's the way it works.
Like for rentals? Is they rent the house to
everything.
People that come in?
Rentals, restaurants, everybody. You gotta kill
businesses.
You gotta kill it in February and March or you're probably not gonna survive. It's very difficult. It is way back when, this was a totally seasonal area where, you know, nothing went on here during the 9 months. Now, more and more of these people are moving down here for longer periods of time. Hello.
Right.
And that's the way it's going, but they are all here. I mean, I have to plan accordingly for all of it, and you see that, and it's kind of weird. It's not that big a deal. It's just kind of weird.
Now, it makes sense, I guess, because, you know, we've had a mild East Coast lead up, so there wouldn't be any real reason to do the getaway down to Florida until the holidays are over.
Well, they don't base it on the immediate weather, Rob. It's
like birds, Oscar. I think I get it, but maybe we can talk after the show. You can clear
take
it up.
Take my winged wings and fly.
But after the holidays are put to bed, they go down there for their stretch. I guess it'll go from like January 2nd, what, until like May when they bail?
When it gets
April. When it gets too hot.
Does the mood change?
End of April.
Does the town's mood change when it gets full up?
Yeah, the people, I went to my chiropractor yesterday, and the attitude was, they're all here. How did she put it? You never hear it referred to in a positive way. It's just not, because the traffic is so dramatically changed.
You would
changed.
Think they would want more business, right?
You know, you have people.
Chiropractors
that are
don't get a lot of walk up, though.
No, think about it. If you're going down there, if you used to go into a chiropractor, you're gonna get more business.
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't know that they would experience that for the short term. I think the grocery store would be happy.
Well,
the restaurants would be happy.
It's January to May. It's 4 months. You got to go see a doctor. You're gonna see a chiropractor.
Suppose you're right.
Well, it's just I find myself more aware of it now, and I guess that means that I've been a resident down here a little longer, and that I'm aware of these people since I'm here basically all the way, you know, fall and winter. I'm down here
and
most of the spring, too.
But you also remember what it was like to be on the other side of the coin.
Oh, I totally. Now
you
I know.
Used to be the other.
I used to be the guy. Well, but I would be a vacationer. I wouldn't be a snowbird. I'd be somebody who came down for a week's vacation.
Right.
But I remember the Tude. The Tude was outsider. Then the people that are truly revered, in my opinion, are the people that are here every year, but then they arrive, because then it's like,
right.
I'm an outsider. I'm still an outsider down here.
All this, you've put in a full season.
I'm putting in time. I'm out with the guys. I'm finally healthy enough to get out and swing a golf club. But I'm not part of the group. I'm not part, and I'll never be part of the group.
You can be. You are an electric personality.
I make too many mistakes. I make too many social little mistakes.
What name two social mistakes you make?
All right, the number one mistake?
Yeah.
And I'm coming to this realization. These guys mostly are older than I am, and they have played golf for 150 years.
Okay.
And the mistake I'm making is that, and I've come to this realization, I'm here to make the announcement now. When I used to play when I was a younger man, I could play fairly well.
Yes.
I suck. I suck so totally that I'm now usually, on average, I'm always the worst guy in the group that I go out with.
And
it's beginning. This might be my own paranoia, but I believe it's beginning to take its toll. And I have.
Do you feel that you are so bad?
He is so bad.
Are you so
bad? I am so bad that. And it's, I had a fantasy.
Are you slowing down play? Are you that
yes.
level yet? Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's
so
not okay.
It's how can you not? When you've got guys that are,
getting
on the greens.
Just tell them, forget about the ball. Let's keep moving.
Yeah. Well, can I play from where you hit?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're really detail-oriented about that. I don't know whether this is...
They're not loosey-goosey about it.
No.
Oh, no. So if you hit one...
It's a money game.
They're taking your money every time.
No, they don't. See, sometimes you partner up with people, and I have reaped the benefit. But I have never... And I've contributed a hole or two, okay? Well, I might have a good hole or two. I have never had what you need to have out here. You have to have the round of golf that benefits your partners, and that has never happened to me.
It's not your fault,
ever.
Though. It's not your fault.
Ever. It's in my head. It's in my head. It started happening.
You just haven't had the time or the luxury to play on a daily basis.
And by the way, let me just say, nor will I. I mean, I'm not going to. I'm not like they're guys that play 6 days a week.
And those guys are probably the best on the course, right?
They're very good. Now, let me just say, though, I am blessed. This is nirvana. I have nothing to complain about. I am just aware that they may complain about me. And I've been feeling it lately.
Do you feel that you have a nickname?
No. Not yet. Because a nickname, if you get a nickname, it would be a sign of endearment.
Not if the nickname isn't told to you.
You know what's gone? You know what's gone? Friendly ball busting really kind of gone now.
really kind of a, just conversations with other people. I suck that bad.
So
I
began,
suck
let me
that
guess.
Bad. I've never talked about golf, but I have to purge because this is important to me.
As an
and
outsider,
I know that I have a, yes, I wanted to be better.
As a disinterested outsider, let me put this on a small graph. So when it started, maybe there was a chance they thought, he's just having a bad day. No one could be yeah. like this. No one would live here and be this way. He's just got to get warmed up. But all those plus points are gone.
Well, wait. When I started, I was better than I am now. Playing more has ruined it for me. I'm suckier now than I ever have been before.
That's not
totally
possible. And
look, I don't suck compared to, say, beginners. But I compared to these guys that play, I suck, and I'm getting the feeling that I am the pariah.
I'm getting the feeling that I'm the guy.
This might be my own paranoia. And believe me, there are people right now that are going, you know, I couldn't get my car started because it was 8 degrees today. F you, Mike. But hey, I live down here. This is my reality down here.
But at
here.
Least they're good and at so, getting their car started.
They're good at getting, right. Mike probably turns over after a few turns.
Were you initially thought of, oh my God, there's the character, there's, let's say, Jim Belushi's character from Animal House, and now you're flounder?
John Belushi.
John Belushi's brother.
Oh, that one hurt real bad.
That was blasphemous right there.
It's painful for me as well.
So what do you mean the character in
Belushi? Like, you're like smashing guitars on the stairs when you first get in, and now they realize you're not that guy, you're actually flounder.
Yeah, you're flounder.
I'm flat, but the thing is, I'm no longer pleasant either out there. I'm quiet.
You can't be that.
No, I can't be. I'm quiet.
I'm miserable. You've got to build on your strengths.
You're a lovely person.
If you can't play, you got to dance.
Got to dance.
Besides the negatives, paranoia, all that stuff, you know how competitive I am, right? You know, I mean, I am one of the most competitive people that I
The
I
most competitive.
I'm the most, and I do not feel joy for others when they are successful. It's just like when there was one where I sprayed it all over and they all went dink on the green, dink on the green, dink. And then Mike comes up and it's like, okay, Mike, tee off. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, another meltdown. And I said something like, great shot. I said, glad you guys are all on the green. You keep it in your pants because you don't want to be a total ass.
You don't make things tense, do you?
I probably do.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Well, the last couple of times I played, I probably have. I want this to be something that enhances my life.
You can save this, Mike, but it's going to require something.
Do you realize I've watched these people go by for years with various surgeries and stuff, and the first opportunity to get out there and do this, I'm out there and I'm not eating anything and I'm losing weight and it's wonderful and I'm so incredibly stressed out about it. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk statistics.
I'm not proud of this. I'm not, because people are going to laugh at me about
this. Take a fairly recent round. All right.
Something I do 3 days a week. That's what I do. I do it 3 days a week.
Take a fairly recent round that you're with three of these players that you describe.
Yeah.
What are their scores and what was your final score?
Probably one guy was mid 70s.
Nice. Just over par.
Another guy was 80.
Not bad.
Another guy was probably 78.
Ooh. And Mike?
And then I was 99.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you kept it at two digits.
I was 99, barely.
It's
barely.
Like, you don't even play.
Mike, what you
I
need
know,
to
it's
do.
I know, it's like I don't even play. So that's how sucky it is.
You can save this, but it's going to require a strategy shift. Yeah. You're going to have to be the jester.
Yeah, you have to dance.
You got to dance.
You're the fat, funny guy.
Like,
you
do
have
some
to be.
Shtick.
You
yeah,
have
yeah,
to
you're
be.
Right.
You have
you're
to.
Right.
Because if you
you're
make
right.
it tense.
And maybe if I do that, I might even play better. Maybe if
that's
I
that's not going to happen.
No, no.
That's not going to happen.
See,
ourselves.
The thing is, the jester.
Baby steps.
These guys are very serious.
That's
these
fine, Mike. You got to kill them with comedy.
Yeah.
You got to kill them. You got to kill them that way, or they're going to make sure you can't play with them anymore.
You almost did it before.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to get a lot of answers later in the week. I'm going to get a lot of answers later in the week when I find out whether I'm included. It's just, you know, it's just very...
You did a self-deprecating comment when you had the bad drive. But the thing is when you're self-deprecating, don't make it sound like you're about to rage out and kill them.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be funnier about it. Like, lighthearted. Yeah,
you can't let the jean shorts start to rip. Mm-hmm. Don't let them see that.
I am such a doofus. I swear. And I started smoking again.
Oh, no!
I swear to God, I didn't want to say that.
What's going
but I
on here?
I started smoking. I have a carton of Marlboro Light Silvers.
A carton?
I have a carton. I have a carton in my golf
bag. Oh, my God, that
bag.
Means you've committed.
Yeah,
you buy a carton.
Pony fist pumping.
Yeah.
I only smoke when I'm playing badly, which is every time. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Wow.
And come back with...
a carton.
Yeah. Speedwagon Holiday Fun.
Well, a carton.
Oh, yeah. I'm not proud of this. I'm just telling the truth. I had to get it out. I've been sitting on this for like a month. I had to share it. You hear the passion and my anger, my sadness. You know? Yeah. So it was like, yeah, and people are out there going, oh, you're down there in Florida playing golf. Oh, what a sad life you have. And say, oh, blow it out your ass. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back, and it's Spiewak Holiday Fun. Yes. I'd like to really find out just how much drinking Rob did over the holidays when he's posting things. I'm going to get on his Facebook page and do some analysis.
I think
when we
a
come
idea.
Back on the Michael Miller Show.
Oh, dang it. What is wrong, my friend? I lost my password, and I can't get into my bonus show account. And this is not a problem. All you have to do is send an electronic mail to my very, very smart friend, Ponyboy at MichaelMeraShow.com. That's Ponyboy with one Y. Although technically, there are two.
Oh, that's great. Why didn't I think of that?
I do not know.
But what if the show won't download? Or the website is not working?
He can help you with this too. He is very, very wise.
Is this the same thing as a mailbag, Vato?
No. He does not exploit people's birth messages for content, and his bag does not smell. He is very much unlike Rob Spivak, whom you may reach at rob@michaelmerashow.com. Don't forget that his name has two B's for some reason. But enough about Rob. This is not his promo.
Ponyboy at Mike O'Mara Show. Yay! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Let me tell you what I did today with my Harry's razor. I changed it. And I didn't change it because I had to. I changed it because I felt like it.
Yes!
I just plain felt like it. I could have used that Harry's razor probably for another 2 months, but I just felt like a new one. And I had them in the drawer, and I tried. The Harry's razors are so fantastic. You are going to love this. I'm a lucky man. I received a wonderful set from Harry's, and it's got the copper handle, and I truly, truly enjoy this. I love Harry's. You're going to love it, too. Here's a New Year's resolution. Stop overpaying for a great shave.
Yep.
Harry's is the only shaving company that offers both amazing quality and low prices. I'm talking about German-engineered five-blade cartridges. That means no cuts, no burn. Absolutely fantastic. The quality, 100% guaranteed. And factory-direct prices mean no middleman. Blades sell at half the price of the other guys like Gillette. There, yes. I said it. Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already so low, but I have a special offer for you. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first order. Stop overpaying for a great shave and start the new year off right. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first purchase. That's HARRYS.com and the code TMOS at checkout.
Nice. Yes, good sir. Stuff.
So, Rob Spiewak, I'm trying to negotiate your page, and it has frozen up my computer.
Oh, it's lots of stuff. Lots
There's
of content.
There's so much action.
There is no chance, if I'm going back to, say, Christmas, that I can do it on Rob's page, because there is more stuff on his page than any human being on Facebook.
Like to call it the digital playground, Mike.
It is constant. It is constant. I have I have been scrolling.
There's another digital playground. Yeah.
Oh, is there?
I have been scrolling for 20 minutes, and I'm only at New Year's Day. That's all.
I want to withdraw the digital playground remark based on the expressions on my coworker's face.
Yeah. Is that porn? Is digital playground?
Well, it's a well-known production company.
It's not like you're not referring
to
digits.
No, an adult like production company.
Sure, for adults and by adults.
Yeah, it's actually, Christmas. I think, one of the founding.
Well, I know one
houses.
Of the things you're going to ask me
pictures
about.
Pictures of 45, pictures of jukeboxes. This is like, welcome to hell.
It's his
life.
Swear
to God.
It's what
That's
I
what
got.
He's passionate about.
Yeah, but I haven't taken up smoking.
Well, all right. Now I'm at January 1st, so I'm at the holidays, and so I'm working backwards now. Katie's talking about the fact that you like to watch The Pioneer Woman.
It was when
on,
you spend
on Food Network.
Well, we spent a few days at the Von Herman house over the holidays. They were kind enough to have us back, and we spent New Year's there. The kids love the town of Savannah. Carrie and I love the town of Savannah, and they all get along. And we had had enough drinking that it was sort of a lazy day on New Year's. And
how long when did you make the arrangements to go down for the holidays?
Actually, just after we were down there in August, because we said we had so much fun, we'd love to come back, but not when it's a million degrees.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, how about over the holidays? New Year's would be fun. And I said, okay, that'd be great.
Great.
So we went down, I think, on the 28th.
They're falling into the category of your besties now, aren't they?
Pretty much.
I mean, they truly are, which is good because that means more time together. Even though she's all the way down in Savannah, makes the shows better. Makes the show sound.
So it's
what, sound when good. Do you guys sneak into each other's beds?
Ah, it's a stroke of two.
Oh, Daniel. Yes, Gary. Daniel. Anyway. I love the San Francisco Giants. Oh! That's Katie Von Herman, Sacagawea Vanzetti's husband, Daniel Von Herman, that sort of worked for us for a while.
Well, as we call him, like the Baron. Baron Von Herman.
Von Herman may have logged some time assisting the Mike O'Mara show, and then he went on to just being a rich kid. Anyway.
New Year's Day, really the one thing we wanted to do was look in on the Rose Bowl that afternoon, but the morning was rather lazy, and it was one of the things where no one was assuming the remote, you know? Mm-hmm. We had spent a good night before going from Pitbull to CNN to all
Rose
that
Bowl.
Oh, I know.
And the kids are
Way
there.
Way to go. Go
kids
Hawks.
Are there. No one wanted the remote, so I took it and I put it on the Pioneer woman, Mike. Ree, I believe, is her name. And Robert was the first one to complain because he says, "What is this woman? All she makes is brunch." and then true to form, he got the remote and he went on Guide, and there was three episodes in a row.
Have you ever seen the Pioneer Woman, Oscar,
no,
on the Food Network? She's a
plain.
Can we bring up the Pioneer Woman because she is a classic baby talker. Let me do it. I'll do
it. Oh, yeah,
it,
she is a classic baby talker.
Right. She is a classic baby talker.
When I was a kid, I would see those food, because it really wasn't a Food Network per
se. No, the food shows were on like PBS, right?
A cooking show, right?
Right, right.
I'd sit there and say, who watches cooking shows?
It was what we weren't looking for.
And now there's a network.
Yeah, but
it's all
contest now. It's competition.
Yeah.
Now.
So we weren't looking for anything really, really, to struggle with mentally. So it was more background. But I do believe
I'm the Pioneer Woman. I'm going to bring out this.
Why
right
is
now.
She the Pioneer Woman?
Because she lives.
She
on
lives
a farm.
Like on a farm with this big guy, and this guy's like, "What's for dinner now, Mama?"
And I made my husband chicken corn and blue, and the kids like it too. And then he's going to just
and it's like
get
a Hollywood
eating
set.
Yeah, of course, of course. And the one thing I said that Robert said, here we go.
I'm Ree Drummond. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God.
All my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch.
Here's what's happening on the digital playground.
I'm Ree Drummond. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch.
You keep frying up these slimy, sloppy eggs, and you ain't gonna live to see tomorrow. I'm tired of these slimy, sloppy eggs.
Oh, Ree.
Yeah, Ree.
Ree.
Yeah, she's a baby talker.
She is. So we watched a little of that, and then we eventually bailed on it. Robert was embarrassed when I said,
"That's an exciting vacation right there."
Well, you know,
sitting around and watching the Pioneer Woman. Jesus Christ! You're in Savannah, Georgia. Get outside for Christ's sake!
It was the day after New Year's Eve, Mike. We'd had an evening. Okay.
Okay.
So
yeah, you know, you're allowed to New Year's Eve. You're allowed to visit.
We eventually went out. We went out to a great restaurant there, and we walked around and did the whole city, and we love the city. It is a great. Great town.
Rob had a quick a sidebar where, I guess, was it Dan Von Herman, Katie's husband?
Yes.
Has a stack of baseball cards.
Oh, this was great. Now, this is sort of part of the subtext of the whole thing is that...
How much did you have to pretend to be interested in those?
Well, no. Here, I didn't have to pretend because... I didn't have to pretend because of the
That's
way
really
it was
fascinating, Dan.
The way it
oh,
was.
God,
presented.
I wish I could go back to the TV and watch the Pioneer Woman.
Okay. You got to hear this in the context in which it happened.
Okay.
Because
all right, I'm
when
listening.
We went down there, Dan and Katie, they like to drink, as do I, and as does Carrie occasionally, and they had a lot of champagne. So almost every morning started with something based with champagne. And so it's like
that's serious drink. If you're starting a morning with booze, that's heavy drinking.
Yeah.
People,
but they're
my
also
kind of folk.
They were staycationing. I mean, they were in their own house, but they were off for the week.
And they had people over.
They
it's
were entertaining.
Fun.
It was fun. So we start with a mimosa, and it goes on and it goes through the whole day. Well, the evening that we got to the basketball cards. Now, Dan,
basketball or baseball?
Basketball cards.
basketball.
I know. Oh, but here's the thing is that
Here's a vintage John Havlicek. Boring!
That's the thing is that Dan's parents have recently moved out of the house they lived in for years. So they made Dan take all his stuff. You know, when your parents are in a house for years, you can sort of leave stuff there. But when they move, he had to take all his boxes.
I went through it myself. Very kind of sad.
It is sad. Absolutely. And when you go up to Dan's office, that's where Robert was actually sleeping on an air mattress upstairs. Mm-hmm. There were boxes and boxes of unopened basketball cards from the early 90s.
Ooh.
Because Dan, being a financial wizard that he is, bought them and stored them, knowing they're just going to appreciate. So
before think baseball, I never knew basketball cards.
They don't have the cachet of baseball cards, but occasionally.
Yeah, but those cards, everybody knows. I was an Upper Deck guy when they first came out.
Hey, Upper Decker.
They're just dog ass.
Well, they are.
They're dog ass.
They
now.
Are. The like, money right. is yeah. in baseball cards, but he
Oh,
was
no,
trying...
there isn't money at all unless you've got Honus Wagner. That's, so he's, you just, you don't can't make any money anymore.
But at the time, it seemed like something he wanted
that
to do.
Back then, smart move.
Right. So Dan knows now he's got them. He doesn't want to throw them away, but they're really not worthwhile. So after a day of mimosas, and then I believe we went to a restaurant, and then back for more drinking. And has most of the evenings ended up there. We went to the bottle of rye. Dan never got to the point that he did
so
last
you start
time.
With champagne and you end the day with rye. You're a stud.
And the thing is that Dan never got to the point that he did last time when he'd look at you and go, but he got close at one point. So the thing was, he says, You know what, Robert? And the thing is when you meet Dan, you don't realize he can talk and talk a lot and talk loud and talk
When does he come out of
fast.
His show? Does he have to be like totally S-faced to come out of his show?
It helps. It does. Okay. Because most of the day when you see him, he's like the
Very
father
nice guy.
In the middle.
Always a nice guy.
But
he just
nice
shrugs.
Guys in the world.
Oh, one of the best. The absolute best. So we get to the evening. He's, you know what, Robert? I got a lot of basketball cards up in the attic, in the office where you sleep. Go get by. Let's go through them.
So you open them up.
So Robert went up and got, you know, like the case. It's like the box that they would
like
put on the counter.
Like if you're in a store.
Yeah. And so Robert opens up and he's asking all these names. He says, is so-and-so good? And I don't even remember the names because I don't recognize basketball players.
You wouldn't remember the names if it was from a game yesterday afternoon.
But these are
Who's
from the
Jordan? So, Michael.
No, this one I know. This one Bird? I know. But he said, is this guy any good? And then we go, it ain't good. It was the Lakers, Washington Wizards.
Did you watch any of the? Did you watch any of the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day?
The end of the second quarter to the end. Yes,
you're
we watched
such
it.
A fraud.
Why?
You say you bleed Iowa.
I never said that.
Come on, you're gonna move. That's your plan B.
What
you're
I
gonna
said?
Move.
Okay,
I'm gonna
quiz him. I'm gonna quiz him. All right. So you watched the end of the second quarter. My question would be why.
Yeah, well, we were out.
No, seriously, it was 35-0 by the end of the second quarter.
I wanted to see what was going to happen. And also the fact is...
That's a lie. You didn't watch any of the game.
I watched the halftime show with Stanford where they mocked everybody.
Yeah, you watched the halftime.
And then, it was 35-0 going in. We were actually out and about that day. I was keeping
track. The point I'm trying to make here, and my friends down here who are all Iowa fans, all they've been talking about is the game. The game was over at the beginning of the second quarter.
Exactly.
This was a blowout of blood.
But
the
I still watched
thing,
it. Don't tell me I didn't watch it. I watched it.
The only thing, you mean you watched the blowout?
Yes.
But nothing happened for the good guys.
No, nothing
Stanford,
good. It was very disappointing.
My apologies to all the Stanford people. The only thing that came out of that
They're
game
rubes.
was the controversy over the halftime show with Stanford when they mocked Farmers.com.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Now that I
that
did watch.
That pissed off all the Iowa people.
Yeah,
that,
I did.
That
it was,
truly did.
I did watch it. I love Julia saying, "Are they making a farmer in a hat?"
They're
and
making
is that
a farmer in a hat.
Is that a cow?
And a drunken cow.
Yeah.
Or maybe a drunken cow. Yeah. I don't know. All right. We'll get back to more of this. We're in the middle of mimosas and rye whiskey and basketball cards. And I don't know what the hell's going on. We'll get to the sex. I promise you we will get to
the sex.
Sex.
Yes.
When we come back on the Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yesterday started telling you about Vistaprint. Love them, love them, love them.
Yes.
Handing out my cards more than I ever have before. It's an old saying, but it still holds true. You only get one chance to make a first impression. And if you run a small business, sometimes a first impression is all you need. To make it a great one, you use Vistaprint.com. Right now, you can get
500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Trust me, if you want to impress a client and have them remember you, do what I do. Just hand them a beautiful Vistaprint card. You can choose from Vistaprint's great templates or use your own logo and artwork. It's easy to customize in every way. You know, I'm still getting great comments on the Christmas cards that I sent out from Vistaprint. I love Vistaprint. They've got really so many things they can do for you. Great quality. Easy to customize these business cards, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint is going to make it right for you. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's TMOS. Very important with this particular client. You got to use that TMOS because they're bigger. They're big as U.S. Steel. Anyway, don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. We are checking back in. Much controversy on the show today as Oscar and I are questioning Rob's sincerity when he talks about watching the Rose Bowl, but he did say he watched the halftime show.
And I watched the game was on till its very conclusion, and yes, it was depressing.
But you weren't paying attention to it.
Well, no, I was watching it. It was tough to watch. All right, you know what? If it'll end it, I didn't care. Jesus.
You went from saying, if you check the tape, I watched the last
from the end of the second quarter till the final score of the game.
Can I tell you how I watched the game? I was at a block party down here. It was I told you about that the other day, and got to hang out with the neighbors. So the game started at 5, and the party started at 5. We went right down. People are very punctual down here. You go to the parties when they start. I exchange pleasantries with people, grab myself a Bud Light, roll inside to the living room because I just want to take a peek. And I had heard that somebody was watching the game. There's nobody on the couch. The TV is on. It's somewhere during the second quarter. It's like 35-0. I was crushed. Yeah. I was looking forward. I was going to literally leave the party early to go watch the second half. But it was tough.
And I did follow the first half on my phone because we were out doing stuff.
Yes.
And every time I looked, it was 7 more. And it was like, oh my God, this is
something
not
like
good.
A 70-yard touchdown that Stanford had right at the beginning on their first play. It was ridiculous.
I felt for everybody that had traveled and was rooting and was there.
An amazing Iowa contingent right? there. And they got a bit.
You're like, man, I can't believe this is happening this way. But. No,
45-16, the final. If you came back from Ghana or something like that.
Thank you for the update. I appreciate the scoring update.
It is, you know, but it's not just Dan and Katie that drink down there. Savannah is a drinking city and a drinking culture.
In Savannah, Georgia, they ask you what you drink. In Charleston, South Carolina, they ask you what you do. That's the story from
that's
Savannah.
That's true. That's very
absolutely
true.
Absolutely true. Yep.
So we spent a couple days where we went down, and they have what is called, I guess, the River Walk, where there's shops and bars. And it usually
beautiful
goes
area.
shop, shop, bar, shop, shop, bar.
And the shops are all touristy kind of joints for T-shirts and things like
kids,
that.
Kids, you know, they like to shop. That's where I found the license plates that said Tom and Gavin. And I made the Tom Gavin license plate.
I saw that.
Mike, surprisingly, came well after what happened when we parked and we negotiated the horrifying steps. There's not an easy-to-do staircase in the entire city because they were all built in 1700. So we get down to the Riverwalk, and the first thing Katie says is, all right, let's get a beer. And I said, no, we're here to shop. And she says, oh, no, you'll get a to-go cup. So
it's like New Orleans. You can drink on the street.
Cool. So you go and you get a beer and you walk in and as the, you know, you get further away from the center of the Riverwalk, you go from like the nice art shops and the classy, glass blowing boutiques. Then you get to the places that have the license plates with your name in them. And that's where you want to go after you've had two or three beers, because there's noisemakers and bells and pop guns. You can really have some fun in there.
Hey, by the way, can I just interject here?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your page again and now it's exploding with that link that I sent you.
Yes.
There's a documentary about Jerry Lewis and the Day the Clown Cried that's on the BBC now. And I think, was I the first?
You got it to me first. Yeah.
Wow. Somebody sent it to me, so that's cool.
I'd seen it bopping around, but yours is the link that I clicked on. I hope we can discuss it more in detail, maybe on the bonus show.
I hope we can't.
It's it's such a horrifying thing that it really, it's mind-blowing.
Sorry to digress. That's another segment in itself. Can we make a note to talk about that tomorrow?
I'll remind everybody.
Because it involves our friend Patton, too. And there's
a clip
from Patton's book, his audio book, that I would love to play on the show that's hysterical. Go ahead.
He has an amazing story about it. Mm-hmm. So we're walking around and we're drinking and we end up at a restaurant called the Pirate House, which is a great touristy place, and they serve drinks and mugs that look like skulls. But the problem is, we get to the pirate house, and
did you guys go on a lark? Did you go just because it was jive?
Because it was there, and we'd been there before, and so you know, we get there, and the guy comes over, and he's not dressed as a pirate. But he kind of is. You know, he's got like sort of a flowy black shirt.
A lazy pirate?
He's a lazy pirate.
It's Judge Reinhold from Captain Hook Seafood.
And he's got a big beard. And
aye, aye, Captain.
So we walk into
off in the bathroom.
Oh,
you can't say that. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's what they all do there. That's what they all do. Yeah.
Wow. My pimento cheese tastes funny.
That's so nasty.
He comes over and the kids right away see him and go, "How are you doing?"
The kids say that?
Yeah, because it's the pirate house. And because the grown-ups have had plenty already, we go,
"Ah!"
And the guy
God.
In the big flowy shirt says, "All right. Let's have them all right now up front so we're not doing pirate jokes all day."
That's funny. So that was even funnier.
That
right?
was a great
so
way
he's
for
playing
handle.
Along, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
having fun.
All so, right. you know, it's good. It's a great drinking town and a very, very relaxed town. We hit all.
Then everybody vomited.
Then we all vomited. Right. And we had, you know, it's a great eating town. We hit some of the great places like Leopold's Ice Cream that has the
what
best
is the
ice
best
cream.
Food that you had in Savannah, Georgia, one of the great eating towns
by
in
by far, it's Mrs. Wilkes' Table. It's a boarding house style.
Oh,
you've
told us about that place.
We went back
yeah.
there and
line into the line.
Yeah, there was five people behind us.
Oh,
it took roughly, Mike, we probably could have gotten a meal in Atlanta in the same amount of time it took us to get a table at Mrs. Wilkes. But they're
I
not
saw the
open.
Picture that you took of the line where you're in line with everybody.
They're That's not open in the month of February, so we actually got the last seating for over a month, and the fried chicken there is just mind-blowing.
Why are they not open in February?
I don't know. I guess business is slow. It's not a touristy
time. I can't eat
time.
Fried chicken. That sucks. I'm so depressed.
You can smoke, though.
Oh, no, they're not open in January. They are open in February.
You're damn right.
I'm so
damn
disappointed.
Right. Still poop. I'll still poop well when I smoke.
That's right. Mrs. Wilkes is smoking pork, and Mike's smoking Marlboro.
After all the ass we've given Pony.
Yeah.
I know.
The carton.
And you have know, to, that really is, you know, I don't want to deflect from me, but buying a pack of cigarettes, who hasn't done that? But when you buy a carton.
That means you're back.
That means you're back with a vengeance. Is the carton in your golf bag?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a special?
But I don't know. I don't
carton
do whatever.
Pocket?
I have to point out, yesterday I didn't smoke once.
Why?
Just because I don't. I don't. It's not the thing that I'm not like.
So you're like
I'm
a pack somebody, a week type of guy?
Maybe.
But,
tops.
But,
tops.
Yeah. So two cartons a year.
Yeah.
But why buy the carton? That troubles me.
Two cartons,
okay,
two lungs.
Let's move on. All okay. Right. I'm probably going to throw it away.
Probably.
Don't throw it away. That's like throwing cash away.
$60. Is
send
what
it to Pony.
$60?
Jeez. $60 for a carton. Right,
that's
am
how
I
much
right, Pony?
Cost now?
Pony,
well,
am I right?
Down there, probably. I mean, up here, it's cheaper because we're in Virginia. It's,
that's right,
because
the Philip Morris Company is just down the street in Virginia. In Richmond, Virginia, the Philip Morris Company. Now, I'm not
see
proud of
that
this.
We can probably augment your income with a discounted carton of cigarettes. This is our new model that fits right in the title of his bag. What you do, it has a horizontal zipper, and you roll it down, and they just stack right up. You can get a soft pack or a box.
There you are. Enjoy yourself.
If you want to get a larger golf bag, you can actually get a carton of 100s. But this one
looking at those,
normal ones.
I'm looking at those Bloody Marys you had at the Dockside restaurant.
Oh, AJ's Dockside?
How good were they? They had shrimp in them. That's pretty cool.
They had shrimp and stuffed prosciutto. The Bloody Marys themselves sucked, but all the food they stuck in was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's not fair. When you doll up a Bloody Mary with all that crap and then the base of it is just garbage, that's not fair.
And what Carrie and I decided, I'm sure it was fine. We really just don't like Bloody Marys. I mean, it's an okay drink, but it was good with all the stuff in it. It was delicious.
If a Bloody Mary is made properly, it
right.
can be fabulous, but you got about like a 1 in 10
you
chance.
You can mess it up super easy.
Yeah, and you can water it down and, you know, just add more vodka. If there's any doubt, just put more vodka in it.
We didn't do all of our drinking in Savannah, though. We did a good amount, or I should say I did a good amount of drinking at home because Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas Day, 3 days of four, we entertained at my house, and God bless them. I love my family. I love having them over, but that's too much. Too much of anything. We had a point where our kitchen was so full of just stuff because when you're planning three meals for 10 people or more.
I'm on December 30th and you're out of your mind. You're posting like a maniac. You
what
need
did I
that
write?
Fix. That is your... No, I haven't gotten anything that's particularly noteworthy yet. I'm trying
it just
to get...
sucks.
I am still trying to get to the Christmas holiday when you were absolutely schnockoed. You
it
were
was,
blottoed.
Mike, it was the day after Christmas that I had the most to drink, because that was after we had done our third meal for 10 or more people. And
why are you cooking for so many people?
Well, we had people in from out. Carrie's dad was in from out of town, cool. So
okay,
you want
a drunken post? Got my first one. Wait, December 27th. Here it is. Finally, this is what
that's
I was.
The day.
To,
that's oh, the day. I was
December
really
25th. December 27th at 12:53 a.m.
Okay,
this is in the wee hours of the morning.
I like watching George Harrison's feet.
That was the post.
What?
That was the post.
Gross.
Yeah, that was
and
the
And also, I can see where you would interpret that as something sexually off-putting, but it's that, not. What it is that my father got me the Beatles DVD, the new release of the Beatles DVD.
Yes.
And to watch them play, they all have their little peculiarities of when they play music, all the Beatles.
So Christmas night, you weren't loaded?
Not
like
really.
After the presents were up when you put,
fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
My favorite
the Bible
verse.
Quote.
That's my okay. favorite verse.
Oh, that's your favorite verse.
And you know what? I just put it up for all people to see. I was strangely probably absent from Facebook most of Christmas Day because it was busy. And I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody. That's all. That sweet. Wasn't, I mean, I'd had some wine, but I mean, I wasn't Savannah
drunk. Do you
want
to show people your hair? Is that why you came? Come here. Do you want to show people?
Oh,
you came
here.
In here. You never come into the studio. You never come into the
I
studio.
You
came in
come here, you.
Because you want to show everybody your
come
new hair.
Come on,
Carla got her hair cut off. Carla
what?
Got her
come
hair cut
on
off.
Over
oh,
here.
No.
Carla, you have to come in now. You
like
cannot
Orange
disappoint
is the new
our
black?
Listeners. Carla got her hair cut off, and
come
she wants
on.
To show.
Yeah,
it's not that short. It's not that short compared
what's
to what
what's that short?
Hey.
Aw, yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's so sweet.
She likes it. That's why she's doing that. She's
I didn't. I wasn't really looking at the hair.
Okay, behave yourself, please.
Just what saying hair? What Oscar's thinking.
What hair?
So you put it up at 9:43 on Christmas night, and I'm like, okay, he must be schnockered if he's doing that.
Not
and,
so much. I mean, you know, I'd had a few drinks, but it was mostly just, you know, that Christmas was done, and I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, that was the only post you put on Christmas Day, because on December 24th, you're
heading out to do some shopping with the wife. Because there's no sense in waiting till the last minute. That was funny. That
well, you know how Carrie is.
That was funny.
Why
then
did you have
see.
To go out late?
Because she doesn't really plan ahead, does she?
Oh, man.
It was like you do.
Well, you know, Mike.
You're the organizer. I know that. You're
I don't
organizer.
Go shopping at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve. I really would have rather shot my toe off.
That is the roughest day to go.
It was not great.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of a habit of mine. I've gotten back into it, and I did it this year, Christmas Eve. It was kind of crazy, but not compared to after Christmas down here, which was super nuts.
The thing is that I on Christmas Eve is a good day to do like stocking stuffer stuff, like last minute, like candy or whatever. But do it early. Don't go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not how
Why
you do
can't
it.
You just tell her, hey, this year we're going to do something different.
Because you know what, I was probably trying to make her day nice.
Aww.
Who's the girl that's dating Justin Bieber?
The Baldwin who, chick. The Baldwin.
No. Yeah. But who's
Baldwin?
The
no.
Who's the one that used to be his
Selena
girlfriend?
Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
How did you get a picture with Selena Gomez on your Facebook page?
I don't know that I did.
It's you and Carrie and this girl that looks like Selena Gomez that's on that picture. A very, very pretty young lady that you're having
a picture
taken
with.
Oh,
that is my niece, Chelsea.
Oh.
She's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
She's
last
very,
name
very
Spiewak?
Attractive.
No, Kreitzer is her last name. She's one of the family that was in. Take it easy. She's a little young.
How old, just before we do this, and I will stop right away, she's what, 17, 18?
I believe she
like
turned 18 this week, yes.
Well, there's no reason why I should stop typing here.
Oh, there's every reason you should, Oscar. I really don't feel you ought to. It was the night of the 27th, Mike, that one of the traditions is whenever Robert and I watch a Star Wars movie, it's always been this way, I read the opening crawl to him. You know where it says a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and then that the letters go and I read it to him. It was that night when he said, Dad, you don't sound right. have you been drinking?
Oh.
I said, maybe a little bit. I've just been yelling a lot today, son. I don't know.
You put a lot of funny stuff up there. You do, like with a big giant. Rob has a giant picture of a panda and writes, "Can you find the panda?"
I was pissed off about the panda thing. You know, Mike, it wouldn't be a Christmas recap if I didn't quickly tell you my Christmas miracle. I think everyone deserves a Christmas miracle every year.
Absolutely.
And what happened, this actually came later in the Christmas week when we got a letter from the District of Columbia. And it's that unmistakable letter that says, oh, you've gotten some sort of traffic ticket. And Carrie says, oh, my God, Rob, really? You know, times are tight right now. We just spent a lot on Christmas. We can't afford this. What are you doing? What is it, a red light? Is it speeding? I said, I don't know what it is. Just open it,
Yeah, and they
it,
get
please.
You with those robo cameras,
yes,
too, sometimes.
So she opens the envelope and looks at it, and she says, yep, there's the Chrysler. Speeding. I can't believe that's not like you. Why would you speed? Why would you do this? This is so careless.
It's not like you to speed. You go by 25 miles an hour.
And then I looked at I said, it seems like it's dark. Why? When was that taken? She says, oh, let me look at the date. And she goes, December 17th at 11:15 p.m. I said, oh, after the Darlene Love concert. You were driving.
There you go.
And that was the end of that conversation.
What a lovely Christmas miracle. Because is there really anything better than getting one over on your wife?
Oh, especially fantastic. When she was ready to go into it. Yeah, and right. I just put it up on the refrigerator so we can see it.
Stop it.
My beautiful
Oscar,
niece.
That's your niece?
Yes.
She has like your, you know, your
actually,
gene pool?
Well, no, because she's Carrie's half sister's daughter.
Tell her to accept my friend.
Oh, okay.
No.
She's Chelsea is her name. Say hi, Chelsea.
Everybody quit it, okay?
Okay, just
she's in a relationship. Not going to last.
What does that mean?
Well, they're young.
Yeah, you're in a relationship, too. Hope it lasts.
Worth mentioning, wasn't it, though?
Oh, my Absolutely. God.
Yeah, okay, we'll take a break.
Just bookmark that page.
I'm going to kill myself.
I'll come back with more on the Mike O'Meara.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Mrs. Stein's little boy.
Oh, isn't that cute? On this week's episode of the show, Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Hysterical.
I have not laughed this hard in a year, probably.
I haven't laughed this hard in at least a week.
He's on the show. It's fun galore. Be sure to check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app and subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
There you go.
Buy a t-shirt now. Thank you.
Welcome
t-shirt.
Back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Oscar's still looking at his phone.
I mean, she likes to travel. I like to travel.
Maybe it's cold outside, so who wants nuts, huh? Everybody likes nuts. Am I right? Come on.
Yeah, I love them.
Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Come on, Mike. Let's do a commercial.
Everyone goes nuts for nuts. And the world's best nuts come from nuts.com. We told you that. We love the nuts at nuts.com.
You know what?
Remember
I've heard people say that this year my fruitcakes were the best ever.
They were.
And I honestly think it's because of nuts.com. Mm-hmm. They had black walnuts when no one had black walnuts. And not just having them, fantastic, fresh,
quality.
Best I've ever had. Mm-hmm.
Well, the fruitcake, I would agree, was probably the best you've ever had. And that's probably because of all the great ingredients. Rob got them at nuts.com. They've got so much great stuff. The website is so wonderful at nuts.com. It's easy to browse. They've got everything. They ship fast. Whether you want stuff that's organic, gluten-free, with or without salt, sugar-free, nuts.com has it all. Sent great gift packages to my daughters at Christmas time. They love that. They could have sent me a card. Yes, it's more than just nuts. Nuts.com has dried fruits, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods like Rob was saying, coffees and teas. It's great. Nuts.com. Salty, sweet, big, whatever you like to munch on, let them take care of you. Right now, new customers get to choose four free samples when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and our code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
If any of you want to give me crap about my lead stories in NYMNN, it's a new thing I'm doing for 2016.
NYMNN, New Year.
Now, if any of you, listen to the sentence again. I wrote it this morning early. All right. If any of you want to give me crap about my lead stories in NYMNN.
Oh, news you may not need.
Here's one for you. I'm leading with this. Remember, right. Okay? Feel free to send me the correspondence telling me what an ass I am. Here's the lead story in news you may not know.
All right.
It looks like Ronda Rousey will appear in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue again.
Is that the Whoa. One?
That's my lead. but this year, her suit will be painted on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The editor of the issue posted a picture of a woman's backside with nothing but body paint on it. I have reviewed this for the show, of course.
Scientific research.
You can't see who the woman is, but it's pretty obvious thanks to two visible tattoos. Rhonda has ink on the bottom of each wrist. On the left, she has an octagon, obviously a symbol of UFC, and she has a judo symbol called a Kodokan flower on the right. So it is Rhonda, and it is painted on. And it is
she can't fight anymore.
Hey, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. You know, put her in swimsuit.
How's that? Excuse us? Pain, latex pain.
In the... plus tax. It's about that time of the show where the drugs are kicking in. In the new issue of Glamour Magazine... Glamour Magazine. Jennifer Lawrence says she only falls for a guy about once a year because it's all about spark. And now I think this story is total BS, but it's fun to read anyway. One guy she fell for was Larry David.
Oh no!
Really? Way.
Pretty good.
Because she has a type.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Yeah, liked him too. Apparently, she even gave Larry David her number, but he never called. When the interviewer suggested it's because he's more than 40 years older, she said, quote, that makes him even more attractive. I love that he didn't call me. It makes him so much hotter. That's where I think she's just playing
the
game.
Yeah, of course.
You know? She also joked that she enjoyed Larry's Bernie Sanders impersonation so much on Saturday Night Live that she actually got it done while she was watching.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Jennifer also talks about wishing she could take 3 months off from being a celebrity, wanting to grow old and crazy with Amy Schumer on Martha's Vineyard, and she describes her style as, quote, slutty power lesbian. She's funny. I think she's funny.
You know what? She is, for someone as young as her, she manipulates the media pretty good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about some more sex?
Like that.
More sex. Thank you. E! Online reports that Lena Dunham's HBO show Girls, the one you guys like,
baby,
but I think it's so gross. It'll be coming to an end after a sixth season.
Yeah.
But it'll still be around for a while. God. Season 5 doesn't start till next month, and that means there's still 2 seasons left. Will you guys be on board this year with
Absolutely.
Girls?
I have watched every season, and every season I'm like, okay, this is when it gets back. So the first one was phenomenal, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Right?
First season you're talking about.
Yeah, first season. Second season was like, third, and then you're like, oh. I want it to get better. It's just tough. But I watch it. I watch it religiously.
And you know what? I peeked at the reruns over the holidays, too. I mean, it's just, you know what it is? It's agreeable. It's not going to be appointment TV, but it'll be in my DVR.
Is it she just went too shocking and too, like, she just went too far the first couple seasons?
It was season 2 when it sort of spun out, right? It was more of a show with a plot and dialogue in the first season.
They're still greenlit. They're still making money. They're still making the show.
And you know what?
Call me sexist. Call me whatever you want. But I will tell you that, in my opinion, men and women, if you are going to remove your clothing to be on television or in a movie, I would like to see somebody's body that looks attractive. That's
right.
The way I look at it.
Listen to him, Allison Williams.
I don't need to see.
There's some scenes with Allison Williams.
Well, yeah. She's
she might be the best reason
to
watch.
I take everything back. The beginning of the last season when she was, you know, bent over and the guy that she was with had dropped a dollar and was picking it up between her legs. That was pretty good.
Let me put it to you this way,
That
Mike.
Was Allison Williams?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have a guy and really paid a lot of attention to teachers and stuff and he got accused of brown nosing?
Okay, thank you, Rob. Thanks. I got it when he was talking about it. I understood it. Didn't need that much detail. Wow. Lena Dunham says we're starting to think about how to wrap up the storylines of these particular young women, so she's out of there.
Just wrap it up like that.
Thank you very much. Very good. In our science segment today...
Science!
Why do we like the smell of our own farts?
Oh.
These are the questions that our laboratories here at the Mike O'Mara Show have been pondering. Number one... Our negative reaction to other people's gas is because a biological instinct kicks in to protect us from disease.
Instinct.
If someone rips one while they're naked, poop particles swirl in the air and can make you sick. Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, doctor. But our noses
are... Think of that, Allison Williams.
Good to know.
Our noses...
She took a shower before that scene.
I'm certain she did. Maybe a bath.
our noses are trained to recognize our own brand. Everyone has his own unique smell, and our brains know it won't make us sick since ours contains no germs, our own germs.
Right.
So we're not repulsed by the smell. In fact, we like it because it's kind of familiar. The other reason is your brain knows when you're about to pass gas, so it has time to prepare you. Other people's gas can catch you off guard.
Always does, Mike.
Especially if it's silent but deadly, which really freaks out your brain. Now you know from the labs.
The O'Mara Labs?
Yes, thank you. Your chances of winning tonight's $450 million Powerball jackpot are about 290 million to one, but we're all about keeping hope alive, so when you do win, here are the first four things you should do. No.
Thank you very much.
First thing you should do, destroy the story.
No. Really quick, because I am curious, what would be the first move? Everybody fantasize. What would be the very, very first thing?
I'd pay off my parents' houses.
Oscar Santana.
That's so lame.
But prepare for something great.
Here's something great right now.
I tried to buy a Powerball ticket yesterday. I didn't have $2. All I had was a credit card. And I was like, I guess it's not meant to be. Walked right out. That was it.
So you didn't, you know,
that's
you
not
the
lame.
Answer. That's fine.
Well, I'm sorry. Apologize. If I did win, I would build a new studio for both podcasts, The Mike O'Mara Show and Big O and Dukes.
That's Pony, what would you do if you won the money?
I would make my own podcast that was better than this one.
That is fantastic. Yeah.
But to be fair,
that's
Matt,
a good. Yeah. Pony that's came good in funny today, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pony was before the show. Pony was funny about you. He is funny today.
But to be fair, Matt, it's only $400 million. Good luck.
By the way, my wish for you know he's going to really like this. I give him more crap than anybody on this show. My wish for 2016, more Pony funny.
Yes.
More Pony funny,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Untapped comedy resource, in my humble opinion. There you go. And now a little something, something. If you plan on renting your own house, I'll make a podcast better than this one.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
If you plan on renting your house
or
condo.
I'll show Rob.
If you plan on renting your house or condo on Airbnb, beware. A woman in Oakland, California, rented her home to a very nice man from Chicago on New Year's Eve. She said he seemed very mature and was very polite. It turns out he was 18, uh-huh. And he was a local, and he rented her place to throw himself a birthday party.
Ah.
Ooh.
Did I mention that he invited 200 people?
Wow.
Here we go. Sofas were on the lawn, beer cans, broken glass, and cigarette butts littered the house. There were bloodstains on the wall.
On the wall!
And the TV was in the bathroom. The owners were alerted by neighbors who told them the cops were outside the house with about 50 teenagers.
Oh.
By the time the owners got home, the kids were gone, but the 18-year-old returned shortly thereafter and was arrested for suspected vandalism.
Mm.
His name? Bueller. Ferris Bueller. There you go. He got caught. His sister was happy. Jennifer Grey. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Pony, I wish you that $450 million. I truly do.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Take a break. Right back.
AmeriCast is back and bigger than ever. A new studio brings us better sound, stereophonic quality, Technicolor, and of course, more Mermelstein. More special effects, a whole lot more fun, more connectivity so that we can bring you back into the show. AmeriCast is here for you to keep you in touch with more. Sponsored by Feed Your Cats Right. Try Mother Hubbard's Fruit Friskas.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, I love my Golf Digest, and I get my Golf Digest every single month on Texture. Texture is the modern way to get your magazine content. Here's a New Year's resolution that's easy. Get Texture. It's worth it. Get fit with Men's Health. Fix your wardrobe with Esquire. If you want to be the next Bill Gates, download Forbes or Fortune. Stay in the know. Texture is still the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or tablet. You can browse hundreds of magazines. You cherry pick the content and the articles that you like the most. Plus, the Texture editorial team recommends stories each day. They know what you like.
Yes.
That's the way it works in the modern world. And their curated collections let me dive deep into my favorite topics
Well, my favorite topic. My only topic. Golf. The topic I'm obsessed with. No, smoking. Oh. Anyway, sign up today for instant insider access to the best reads and premium content. Stop wasting your time. Don't waste paper. Stop wasting money. Get Texture today. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now.
Right now.
When you go to texture.com/TMOS, think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Take advantage of this offer right now and tackle your New Year's resolution with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, Jan 6, 2015. Rob Spivak.
She's back, Mike. She's back. Your favorite North Korean newswoman.
Oh, wow. You mean the lady that gets excited about the nuclear explosion?
I couldn't tell if it was exactly her, but I just saw this on the Today Show. I had to grab it for you. You know, they allegedly tested an H-bomb in North Korea.
Yeah, hydrogen bomb. You know? I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
We shall see. But here, you listen to this lady. You can hear a little bit of it here. It's your lady, and I know that you'd like to hear her.
A North Korean TV announcer claims the country's first hydrogen bomb test and calls it a success. We won't stop our nuclear program, she says, because of what she calls American aggression.
She's aged. If it is the same woman, she's not as hot as she was, but she's every bit as excited.
How dangerous are they? How dangerous are they for real?
Anywhere close to having a hydrogen bomb, the only thing worse than a hydrogen bomb is one that's built half-assed, because it might go off unexpectedly.
Who are you more afraid of, the North Koreans or the people out in Oregon that took over the federal building?
Oh, the Koreans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that land out there.
No. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They're going to get hungry. They're going to leave.
Give it to them. Give it to them. Who cares?
Yeah, one of the guys in there, one of the big, tough, scary guys today says, well, I got to go home. My cows are loose. I mean, that's...
Okay, it's good. Is that the strategy? You let it just fizzle out?
Yeah,
that is gonna happen, probably?
I think so. I think that's what's going to happen. All right, now, this is a guy. He was nearly killed. He's okay. He had an accident. He was speeding down the highway, came out of a tunnel. His car flipped and went off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted people to know how dangerous driving can be, so he released his dash cam video. Mm. And so know that this guy is okay, but this is some pretty dynamic audio. He's going through a tunnel right now, and there's a curve after the tunnel.
Sounds like rolling. Did he roll?
He rolled and flipped. Jeez. Yeah, it's scary. It's amazing.
Did you see the video of the snowstorm where the tractor trailers had the pile up? Terrifying thing I have ever seen in my life. I don't know what you do in a situation like that. You wonder, you know, when you hear about these 50 car pileups and it's just one after the other, mm-hmm. tractor trailers going too fast in the weather, smashing into the back of each other. Absolutely terrifying. And then the occasional regular car that was just
toast.
A pimento in this S sandwich. It was horrible. Really
Where was it?
I forgot exactly where it was, but it was somewhere where they, maybe the middle part of the country where they got the snowstorm.
Mike, if I say to you, of Oz the Wizard, you probably don't initially realize they've taken the phrase the Wizard of Oz and alphabetized it. They've taken the letters, you know, the words in the Wizard of Oz and made it of Oz the Wizard. Someone with entirely too much time on his hands took every word in the movie The Wizard of Oz and alphabetized them in a video clip. Now, the length of the movie remains the same, because everything from the movie is there. It's just now alphabetical. We jump in on the letter C. I wanted you to hear a little of this. We start with the word come, just because that's where my needle dropped. And here's everything in The Wizard of Oz alphabetized.
Come.
Noble command.
Committee item. Commodity.
Community.
Company.
Company.
Compass.
Completely.
Conduct. Confer.
Confer.
Confirm.
And
confusing.
Conquer.
Consideration.
Conspicuous.
Consulting.
Consultant.
Contraption.
Converse.
Coroner.
Cotton.
Who in the name of all things holy
would take the time to do that.
And it's an hour, 41 minutes long.
Got to be a guy like Mermelstein.
Yeah, I would think Steve might have been in, on the ground floor there.
Way to put his name on it. That's fantastic.
But anyway, it's actually almost distressing to watch because the cuts happen so fast.
Yeah.
It's on Vimeo if you want to take a look. And if you do, you have my sympathies. Let's close with this. I thought you'd like this, Mike. Stephen Colbert last night had Sam Jackson on. He's, of course, in The Hateful Eight. And
yeah,
and
by the way, tomorrow I will get to my review of The Hateful Eight.
Good.
And a new exercise in annoyance with other people that you probably have never heard from me, certainly from me before. But it didn't ruin the experience, but it came close, especially towards the end. The longer I was in the theater, okay, the worse it got.
Now, The Hateful Eight, did they put it in alphabetical order, or is it?
No, they did not. Okay. The Hateful Eight was, look, Tarantino fan, I'm a fan, I'll tell you all about it, but not like any other Tarantino film I've ever seen.
Really?
The gratuitous violence.
All
yes.
Right. They got, Stephen Colbert got Sam Jackson to leave his outgoing phone message, and I just like when Sam Jackson talks.
Hi, you know who you call. Leave a message. Maybe they'll call you back. Then again, maybe they won't. That's how life is. Point is, you've done what you can. Have a nice day.
That is your magic audio world. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's fantastic. I'll tell you, if you're a Sam, I'll tell you one thing.
Awesome.
Yeah,
if you're a Sam Jackson fan, you're going to love The Hateful Eight.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All right.
He is the movie. He really is.
Nice.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send anything you want to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. I'm Mike O'Mara saying see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.